Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here you go. 3 o'clock hour. A little TKA. Doing a freestyle. Solana's banging out some music today, man.
What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah, like, what are you doing, Solana? Like, is there something going on in your head?
Nah, I always play sloppers. Always. Every day I play only sloppers.
Well, that I don't know about.
You play Wham Rap 700 times on this show.
Yeah, and there was some exactly. Alt-rock guy screaming at me yesterday. I don't know what that was. All right, I'll give the code word, your chance to win $1,000 this hour. Do that in a moment. Dada 5000. This hour, a look back in time, the next hour, 1 year ago today. Trust me, if you've heard it, you love it. And if you haven't heard it, you will love it. Everyone will love it. Code word this hour is boom. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you listen on 560, Leroy's Loot if you listen on 790. The word this hour is boom. Text the word BOOM, B-O-O-M. Text that to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Text the word BOOM right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word BOOM right now to 72881. Don't forget, this is the final week of the contest for this go-round. Before we get to headlines here, and Solana, if you listen to us on 790, you hear Jim Rome right before we start the 3 o'clock hour here, and he gives you a little hot sports take. And his take was playing some audio of TMZ catching up with Rob Gronkowski and asking him about Julian Edelman being a Hall of Famer. And the sound that he played is Gronk saying, well, he's definitely a New England Patriot Hall of Famer, which is telling you he's not a Hall of Famer. And we talked about this yesterday, right? We talked about Hines Ward's stats, and then you said this is, like, the Hall of Fame is greatness, like the greatest of the great. It's not for really good players, you know. We talked about it.
He had a small window, but he wasn't – he's never made a Pro Bowl. Julian Edelman has never been thought of as a top four wide receiver in the NFL for 11 years, and now you're going to put him in the Hall of Fame, Hawk. This argument is crazy to me.
So along those lines, I read something today from Jay Busby, who writes for Yahoo Sports, that I thought put it perfectly, just thinking about our conversation yesterday and then hearing Jim Rome just talk about it right now. He writes, Mark Lemke belongs in the Hall of Fame. If you're of a certain age, you remember Mark Lemke, a slap-hitting gremlin of a second baseman on the early 90s Atlanta Braves. He had a career WAR, wins above replacement, a measurement of how much better a player is than the average player in his spot of 6.1. That means Lemke helped his teams win 6 more games over the course of his career than they would have won without him. For comparison's sake, Mike Trout has a WAR of 75 already right now. At least a couple of those games came in the 1991 World Series, where Lemke batted 417 and probably would have been named MVP if the Braves had beaten the Twins. It was the high watermark of an otherwise routine journeyman baseball career. I would vote for Mark Lemke for the Hall of Fame, even if I was the only one. And then he writes, I do not have a Hall of Fame vote, and it's hard not to see. It's not hard to see why. In all seriousness, though, Lemke came to mind when Julian Edelman announced his retirement. Since we live in an instant judgment society, talk immediately turned 305.
It's a 305.
We always break a 305.
Dale.
Dale. Bless. Dale.
Since we live in an instant judgment society, talk immediately turned to Edelman's legacy and specifically whether he belongs in the Hall of Fame. No less an august authority than Rob Gronkowski declared, I definitely think he has a great possibility to be a Hall of Famer. He's a beast, and the numbers just don't show everything that he brings to the table, his attitude, the competitiveness that he has, so on and so on. With all due respect to Gronk, come on. Edelman was a Super Bowl MVP. He played the highest. He played on the highest profile team in the NFL, catching passes from the highest profile player in league history. Beyond that, though, he never ranked higher than number 71 on the NFL's annual top 100 lists. He never ranked higher than fourth any season in receptions. His comps are to that of Al Toon and TJ Houshmandzadeh. And if you want to focus on postseason heroics, Dwight Clark of the catch fame. But here's the thing, and this is what Jay Busby writes. It's fine that Edelman didn't have a Hall of Fame career. It's almost like we're harder on the players who come close but fall short than the players who never even enter the conversation. Edelman was at the very heart of one of the finest dynasties in sports history. His fingernail catch in the Super Bowl helped the Patriots overcome a 28-3 deficit. His 141 yards in the Super Bowl were enough to get him the Super Bowl MVP. That's a hell of a career. Edelman belongs in that class of very good but not great players who stepped up in big moments but didn't do much of significance in the regular season. Shoot, let's call them the Robert Horry All-Stars. They're essential to any championship, but they don't quite belong on the mountaintop. There's no shame in admitting that, even if you're a diehard Pats homer. Edelman slots in nicely alongside players like Horry, Lemke, Chris Jenkins, and Nick Foles. That's good company right there, even if it's not the penthouse. You've got a favorite player like this, he writes. We know you do. And he says, of course, this will all be moot when Brady recruits Edelman to come play in Tampa Bay and Edelman wins three straight Super Bowl MVPs as a Buccaneer, because we all know that's going to happen. But I thought it was well written. He had a good career, and he was the beneficiary of playing for a marquee team with the best quarterback that we've ever seen and made some of his biggest moments in the biggest games in anyone's career. That doesn't make him a Hall of Famer, and there's no shame in that.
Yeah, and since yesterday, since this started happening, Hawk, I just looked into two guys. These are two guys popped in my mind, elite slot receivers in my mind. I played against them. Know him, watched him, covered him. Julian Edelman had 620 receptions. Wes Welker had 903. 280 more receptions than Julian Edelman. Jarvis Landry is already ahead of Julian Edelman, and he's only 28 years old. He's going to play another 5 or 6 years. Jarvis is ahead of him in catches and receptions, and he's even with him in touchdowns as we sit here today, and Jarvis is at the pinnacle of his career. Wes Welker beats him by over 250-plus receptions, has 3,000 yards more than him and 14 more touchdowns than him. I said it yesterday, and I didn't know the numbers, but I believe Wes Welker has a 10 times better argument, almost reaching 10,000 yards, being over 900 receptions, 50 touchdowns, way more than Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman, like my man said, was on a great team, a polarizing team with a great quarterback and a polarizing coach, but he's not a Hall of Famer. He's a very good receiver that was in the right situation. That's all Julian Edelman is.
And Wes Welker did it while wearing a helmet that was 50 pounds heavier than the average helmet. And that's hard to do.
Wes Welker had a above-ground pool on his head and had 903 receptions.
Wes Welker had 900-plus receptions wearing the Hubble Space Telescope on his head. Anyone else done that? All right, let's get headlines because Dada 5000 is coming up. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Yeti cooler. He played with a Yeti cooler on his head, and y'all want to talk about Julian Edelman.
Wes Welker played football with a Chevy Chevette on his head, windows rolled up.
No ventilation. Sorry, Solana.
Go ahead, Solana.
The Marlins, they beat the Braves 14-8 yesterday. They play the Braves again tonight, 7:20 p.m., Nick.
In sad news.
Neidert. Nick Neidert.
Yeah, Neidert. You got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Panthers. You sure it's Neidert?
Neidert? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Panthers beat the Stars 3-2 in overtime yesterday.
Yes, Solana, big money winner.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They play two straight versus Tampa Bay in Tampa. Game one is tomorrow, 7 p.m. start time.
All right, very good. You can hear that on 560 The Joe, by the way.
The Heat, they'll play again tonight in Denver after a 20-point loss to Phoenix yesterday. They're just two games above 500 now. Tonight's tip, 10 p.m. in Denver.
All right, second night of a back-to-back in Denver. Very tough road to hoe.
The Browns, they signed Jadeveon Clowney today, a one-year, $10 million deal. He's set to play alongside another former first-round draft pick, Myles Garrett.
Man, they have talent on that Browns team. Like, they are stacked with names. I don't know what it translates to, but they are stacked with names.
It translates to Baker Mayfield having to be somebody. You have right. a running game. You have a defense. You have all that stuff. Baker, go win a game when it matters. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
He turns 26 years old today. Talk about a happy birthday present from his organization.
We'll see.
Quick Champions League update. Quarterfinal, second leg again today. Liverpool is playing Real Madrid. That game kicked off at 3 p.m. Real Madrid has a 3-1 aggregate advantage. And Dortmund, they're playing and hosting Manchester City. Another 3 p.m. kickoff. Both games are 11 minutes in. Both games 0-0 currently. Man City, a 2-1 aggregate advantage. Finally, guys, today is National Pecan Day.
Pecan.
National Pecan Day.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan. Pecan. Like, don't pick on the weaker kids in school.
No, like a cinnamon roasted pecan.
No.
I happen to love pecan pie. Yeah, I happen to love pecan
Georgia.
Pie.
Pecans are from Georgia. That's peaches and pecans is what Georgia do, and it's pecan, guys.
I might say pecan. I think I might say pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecan. You don't even call it cement, so you don't know any words.
Well, I know it's not cement.
Cement.
Cement. Cement.
Who's Bill
Walking
Clinton
down the
peeking
cement,
on?
Eating some pecans.
Did someone say pecan someone? No, don't peek on anyone.
Let's get to weather.
What's the Mount Rushmore of pecans? Pecans. It's pecan pie, obviously.
Pie.
Pecan Those cinnamon little- roll.
The roasted ones with that they sell in the little carrot looking
like
bags.
Like a candied pecan.
Cinnamon roasted.
That you
candy.
Get at a,
oh,
yeah.
Cinnamon
yeah.
roasted.
Cinnamon roasted pecan, yeah. yeah. And pecan.
The little whirly rolls.
Yeah, the little cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon pecan
Those
rolls.
Those are the ones in the cellophane? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, oh, I mean, okay. I mean, you can get a fresh-made one. You can get a non-fresh-made one.
No, son. I want cellophane around my pecan roll.
Don't they put it in salad sometimes, like a candied pecan in a salad?
Yeah, with raspberry vinaigrette. Those weirdo salads. Yeah, blue cheese and stuff. Yeah,
I like that every now and then.
Weirdo.
What about like a bread with pecans in it? A good cinnamon bread with pecans in it.
What's a cinnamon bread? What?
Yeah, like a cinnamon flavored bread. You know how they'll put raisins in bread? They'll put some pecans. It'll cook it right
they
into
do?
The bread. Yeah.
Don't you put pecans in your pico de gallo or in your
my homeboy just texted me, fellas, we missing out. Butter pecan ice cream.
Oh,
there it is. I love butter pecan ice cream.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jarvis.
That wasn't Jarvis. That was my homeboy.
Thank you, Zone Man.
Actually, it was one of my ex-players who's at Rice Rights now, Jalen Reed. It was his father, and he is a listener to the show. That's my man. Love him to death. Love the whole family.
It wasn't Marco.
And I appreciate you.
Was it Marco?
No, it wasn't Marco.
Oh, what about pecan logs? Whole bunch of people are texting in pecan logs. You know, you can get those at Stuckey's when you go on a road trip. You stop at Stuckey's, get a pecan log.
Do people buy those? I thought that was a joke.
Oh, my God. Those are fire. Pecan log?
What is that?
No. Mm-mm. George Reeves. That's who hit it on the head. George Reeves. Butter pecan ice cream.
I love butter pecan. All right, go ahead. Pecan Sandies. Pecan Sandies, the cookie.
You know what? I want to hate on them. Those are pretty good.
I don't love pecan Sandies, but a bunch of people are texting that in. And that's
they don't have like big chunks of pecans, though.
They don't.
Yeah, you just has the little taste, the little dust of them.
Right. Never heard anything.
Anything else you got there, Solana?
Yeah, I'll get to weather. I've never heard of a pecan log. I'm just checking it out right
at
now.
At Stuckey's, you've never gone on a road trip. I mean, there's Stuckey's all the way up and down the interstates and the turnpikes, and you stop and you get a pecan log. You never stopped at a Stuckey's?
I've never heard of Stuckey's before, and I'm
never heard of Stuckey's.
I'm well traveled, and I've never heard of Stuckey's.
No, then you're not. No, you're absolutely not.
Isn't a pecan log kind of like a fruit cake?
No, how dare you? No, it's like it's almost like the good part of a pecan pie in a log. It's a sugar log covered in pecans. Mm. Delicious.
Mm. Sound like
you cannot
Bill,
say
sound
is this
like Bill
is this correct?
About this.
You cannot say that you're a well-traveled person if you've never been to Stuckey's and never heard of Stuckey's.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
What?
Never heard of it? Because I haven't been there, but I'm sure I've seen a bunch of them everywhere. Yeah.
On all the road trips you've taken and growing up in Georgia, you've never been to Stuckey's?
Nope. I've seen the sign. I've seen get off at exit 71 and turn left.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about, Hawk. I just never stopped.
This is infuriating.
My mom would only stop when we needed gas. I peed in bottles my whole life. We didn't do the stopping thing.
Oh, my God. Stuckey's. Unbelievable.
You're going to knock 15 minutes off of my – you're going to add 15 minutes, sorry, to my drive to get a pecan roll? I get spanked. I would get a spanking if I did that.
Oh, this is the big one, Elizabeth. I can't believe what's happening. This is the big one, Elizabeth.
I hung out the back window and poured gas in the car one time so that we wouldn't have to stop.
You did. You were like, what is it, Air Force One, and they couldn't land, and you had to refuel in the middle of driving?
Mommy, I think it's on empty. It's a gas tank back there. Huh? What happened?
Oh, my God.
It was cold outside that window.
I cannot believe this. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, your weather from the Ectrogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. It is nice and sunny outside, around 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 60s. That report brought to you by Miami-Dade Transit. Connecting to Miami-Dade Transit has never been easier. Download the GoConnect app and book a ride to transit hubs or nearby destinations within the Deadlands, South Miami, Cutler Bay, Civic Center, and West Kendall area. Shout out K-Town. Visit goconnect.miamidade.gov. That is your weather.
They didn't write shout out K-Town in the copy, did they?
No, it says right here, shout out K-Town. It says it right there.
Dada 5000, backyard brawler and excellent radio guest, been on with us before. Dada 5000 is going to join us here in a moment.
Y'all gotta get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They have it all. Been in the Hollywood, Florida area for over 70 years. I've been going there 17 years. Ever since I got down to South Florida, I've been going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and the food is delicious. DelawareChicken.com. DelawareChicken.com. That's the website. They have it all. The selection's amazing. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, all the crustaceans you want, the clams and the scallops and the oysters and stone crabs are there. I was there this weekend, bro. The colossal, all the way down to the medium, the best price, the freshest stone crab. They sit there on the ice and just pinch. That's how fresh they are. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com. And when you find out what you want, call them in advance, and they'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. Call them at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. They'll have your order ready when you get there. If you don't even want to get out the car, pull up. They'll bring it out to the car, curbside delivery. If you want to go inside, now, I love going inside because the staff is so friendly. I like talking sports, messing around with the customers, but whatever you want to do, you got to call them in advance and tell them when you're ready to get there, and they'll bring it out to you and the prices as well. Oh, my goodness. Chicken breast halves right now, boneless and skinless. These are 1940 prices. Boneless, skinless chicken breast halves, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, only $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, large, the big ones now, $12.99 a pound. And Boston scrod fillets, only $14.99 a pound. And they also have prepared food now. You got to try the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, $10.99. Without pasta, $8.99. Prepared for you, heat and serve at the house. I'm telling you. If you don't know how to cook, you want to impress your loved one, get some of this chicken parmesan. They won't know you didn't cook it. Just lie to them. Take it out of the case, and you'll be ready to go. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441 block south of Sterling Road. All get down there. Tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we're going to talk with Dada 5000 next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everything that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Looking forward to this. We like this guy. And there's an interesting story, too. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dada 5000 is joining us. He's one of the most famous backyard brawlers of all time. You may have seen him in the documentary Dogfight, and then he went legit and sanctioned, and he had that very notable fight against the late Kimbo Slice. But do you remember, Crowder? I believe Dada 5000 was probably our final in-person guest ever at Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah,
right,
man.
Right as the pandemic was starting. Remember, he came by, and I was trying to start trouble to get you in a fight. I wasn't.
No. I know. That's more than I can chew. But to see Dada, talk to Dada, and see the women walking around, that was a great day.
That was a fun day. Dada 5000's BYB Extreme Fighting has their first fight card back in front of a live audience, scheduled for May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. And before the bare knuckle fighting action begins, there's going to be those slap fights that have been so popular online. So here he is, Dada 5000. Do you remember coming out to Twin Peaks and hanging with us, and then like a couple days later everything shut down?
Yes I did. We had a great time, a wonderful interview, you know, and like I was just saying, stated, you know, you have good food and beautiful women.
There we go.
Right? I mean, you
there
can't,
we go. Well, I love
can't beat that. Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, who doesn't like great food and beautiful women? Now, the question is, who does like getting slapped in the face or into these backyard brawls? And that takes a special person, and Dada 5000 is one of them. Now, you famously, you know, the backyard brawls and dogfight, I mean, that is vicious, vicious stuff. And then you went into the actual sanction ring, vicious, vicious stuff. But this slap fighting is so popular now, and that's part of the card on May 15th at the fairgrounds. Would you do that? Would you stand there and allow some big hulking, probably a Russian dude, to just slap you as hard as he can, and you can't even block it in any way, shape, or form?
I'm game because I know what I'm capable of doing. What I do notice is this. The individual that get a chance to go first, if, you know, he knows where to hit you and how to hit you with that open hand, you know, it's not going to be no return. You know, like it's interesting, it's real, it's raw, and it's authentic. You know, and when you merge the kings of open hand with the kings of closed fists, what a wonderful recipe. A night of explosive combat that the fight fans will not soon forget.
And, Dada, isn't it like I always took it growing up as disrespectful? I would rather do punch me than to slap me. You slap me, that's like you just get your ass out of here. Would you rather want to be punched in the face or slapped in the face?
I would rather be punched because a slap is an insult. You know, the slap is an insult. The spit on someone, kick someone, or slap someone is an insult. Because if I could slap you, you know, I could have just as easily closed my fist and punched you. But the slap is the insult, you know. And I'm sitting back, and we've come so far. We've revolutionized the way that the world look at extreme reality, you know, from my grandmother's backyard. Broke records, did a lot of things that individuals said could not be done. But boy, were they wrong. When you talk about being obsolete, you know, someone said back in the days that one day horses would be obsolete. And people could not see it because it was not their vision. If I would have told individuals, you know, back in 06, 07, bare knuckle fighting will be obsolete, you know, they would have looked at me like I was crazy. Like, wow, you're taking the sport back 10 years. But look at where we are today. Forbes is calling it the next billion-dollar sport. You know, we're right in the thick of it. And now we're just cranking it up, you know, and now the motor's running and the wheels are starting to turn. And it's going to be crazy from here.
Well, Dada 5000 is with us. And again, their first card back in front of a live audience where people can attend is May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami at Tamiami Park. You can get tickets at CompleteTicketSolutions.com/BYB, Backyard Boxing, Backyard Brawlers. CompleteTicketSolutions.com/BYB. And this May 15th card, they're going to have all the fights, and then they're going to have these slap fights before the card. And just one more thing on the slap fights here. Let's say you and I were going to slap fight, Dada, and I and you're going first, and I start crying before you even slap me. Is there any chance that you would take pity on me and say, yeah, I can't slap you?
Now, you already slapped me first, right?
No, you're going first. You're going first. Because if maybe I slapped you, maybe I didn't. You didn't feel it either way. But now you're looking at me, and I've got tears streaming down my face. Would you go through with the slap?
Good question, because now you're pulling on the heartstrings. So, good question.
That's my only chance.
Hey, listen, I don't know. And I hope I never be inside that position.
But oh, me too.
This, right? On April 17th, on stonefaces.tv, right, you can get this event for $7.99, which includes all access to all of the content on stonefaces.tv's channel. You know, normally it's $14.99, so I would tell everybody to order it today. You know, as
that's this Saturday. It airs this Saturday, the 17th. Stonefaces.tv. Yeah.
There you go. And the card is stacked. On May 15th, we have, you know, Kalia Pink Tyson, who's the WBA featherweight, flyweight, if I'm not mistaken. She's going against Christine Knuckles Stanley in a world title sanctioned bare knuckle bout. Then we have Matt MFD Dillinoit, you know, the MFD, this guy's one tough customer. He's going against, you know, one of Miami's very own, you know, Renee Whiteboy, who is a legend in the backyard in bare knuckle. And we have Jomie Escobosa versus Luis Mello. The interesting thing about it is we have a semifinals. So the winner of Dillinoit and Renee will fight the winner of Escobosa and Luis Mello, you know, on the next card, you know, for the 185, you know, title. You know, so it's like this fight card, everything we do, you know, When you look at the Tamiami Fairgrounds, the Expo, we have 10 bare-knuckle fights and 6 slaps. It's going to be a night of combat that will have more explosions than a stick of TNT. And now that we're on the roll, all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge that I learned on Ground Zero in the backyard puts me in the driver's seat. So now that we have the machines that's turning, no one is going to stand up to what we have that's coming. You know, we have some of the biggest and best fighters in the world, you know, and we're going to show it, you know, and everybody wants, you know, to be in a position that they can showcase their talent. And as we did in the backyard, we gave athletes a platform that they can stand and shine on. Nothing has changed, you know, but we've gotten bigger and better at what we're doing.
And Dada, we actually talked about this, like Hawk was saying, over a year ago, and your passion behind it, I had to ask it again. With boxing to UFC, there was pushback. Oh, you're going to let these guys kick, grab, choke, you know, leg locks and all the stuff they do. And then Dada, y'all want to make the ring smaller and take the gloves off. Like, what the you were talking about the passion or the skill of it with the gloves off. Like, explain to people the difference between a boxing, a UFC, and now with gloves off. Small ring, triangle, okay. Let's go.
Well, this is it, right? When you look at, you know, the boxing gloves, when you look at, you know, the MMA gloves, right, the gloves were always designed to protect your hands, not your opponent's face. So when you look at individuals, like I was just with Reddick Bowe a couple months ago, I'm very knowledgeable, as we all are, with Muhammad Ali, you know, Josh Dempsey, the late great-grandson of the famous Jack Dempsey. You know, all of these individuals have been, you know, affected to some extent or another, you know, by repetitive punches, you know. So when you look at copy box punch stat numbers, right, inside of a boxing match, we're not talking about matches, we're talking about one match, you know, 12 rounds. You got 900 punches thrown, right, 200 jabs. You know, 150 overhands, you know, 10 cross, you know, 200 body shots. Listen, that's a lot of punches, you know, that you have taken over the course of one fight. Now expand that 3-4 fights a year, you know, just right under over a period of 15 years. Now you're going to get the remnants of Ali, et cetera, because the gloves were designed to protect, you know, the aggressor's hands, not, you know what I'm saying, their opponent's faces. So MMA, okay, you go down in the ounces, you know, but you make up for it inside the outlets that you can utilize, you know, to get that guy out of there, you know. So it's like with boxing. Boxing is more brutal than MMA because you can't knee, you can't elbows, you can't take down. So you have to take that blunt force trauma over and over and over, you know. So the chances of you being damaged long term is greater. You know, when you look at MMA, okay, the gloves are a little smaller, but you could choke, you could kick, you could knee, you could take down, you could submit, you know. So it's less damage because you could get over it quicker. But deaths have also occurred in boxing and in MMA. It's less punches thrown, you know, in bare knuckle, because bare knuckles is a gentleman's sport, you know. They say boxing is a sweet science, and indeed it is. But bare knuckle, you have to be a technician, because you cannot just go, you know, willy-nilly inside there, because an incorrect punch, you can break your own hand. So when you see our fights and when you see skilled individuals like, you know, Christine Knuckle Stanley, you know, and a whole bunch of others, they pick their shots. You know, so in one fight, maybe 70 punches thrown, we have a 98% TKO-KO rate. And the only 2% may get out if somebody rarely goes to a decision or someone fouls and the judge disqualified them. And when you look at the octagon, when you look at the boxing ring, the squared circle, those been done. So we're so creative. We came up with our own design. And when you look at numerology, when you look at astrology, you know, this was designed, you know what I'm saying, to promote confrontation. So when you look at the triangle, the mighty trigon, it's the most dominant, the most ferocious, the most feared shape of any shape in history. The hexagon, the plexagon, the pentagon, you know, the octagon. This is the granddaddy of them all. It's three equal sides of pure mayhem. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Guess what? When you get inside that mighty Trigon ring, you will get exposed. Why? Because if you don't have good footwork, you know what I'm saying, it's short night at the office. You know, and it gives you something else to focus on other than your opponent, like not letting your opponent gain position. Because if you get put in any one of those equal-sided triangles in one of them corners, you know what I'm saying, by a person who got a good jab or know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, with a predatorial mind frame, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be over. It's exciting. You know what I'm saying? It's new. We are a fresh breath of air, the combat, known the world over. So when you look at Dada 5000, and I tell people this all the time. When Kimbo Slice first came out, when he beat up the dude, Big D, and messed his eye up, no one on the planet was hotter than Kimbo Slice. That was my neighbor. I could have looked right up the street and see his house. So all of us growing up, yes.
Yeah. No. This is new information. You said 98, because I'm a heavyweight boxing fan. The little guys, I love that sweet science, blah, 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 quote, unquote. I like to see dudes get knocked out and go to sleep. You say 98% of the fights end in a knockout?
98%. If we've done four events, maybe two, I would go and say maybe three people out of more than 60 bouts have escaped out.
Oh, I love it.
Everybody else,
because you can't move. You're in the triangle. You can't move. It's too small. If the moment you are exposed and someone starts to take advantage of it, there's nowhere to go.
Because once they get in the gas, they're not letting off, you know? And also just being mindful that when you look at the triangle, right? When you look at the back of your money, what's on the back of a dollar bill? It is a triangle that's on the back of that dollar bill. I'm looking at one, you know what I'm saying, right now. Yes. You know what I'm saying? It's a triangle. You know what I'm saying? That looks identical to the pyramid. People are still wondering how Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme did it, like the pyramids. BYB Extreme is one of the 8 wonders of the world because we have people mesmerized, hypnotized, you know what I'm saying, by the moves that we make because it's unexplainable. You know what I'm saying? Now, just to, you know, to solidate, you know what I'm saying, that everything with the triangle, you know what I'm saying, was something of interest from the Bermuda Triangle, you know? It was always at the center of speculation. So it's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? The pyramid, you know, from the pyramid to the Bermuda to the back of your money to scientific studies, you know what I'm saying, to everything, it's always been surrounded around the triangle. And guess what? You know, come May 15th, you know, and come the 17th, people are going to see, you know, that beast needs to be fed. You know, and you're not guaranteed, you know, that you're going to walk out how you're going in. You know, and I said it once before, 3 people are going in, 2 people are coming out. You know, somebody's going to get left behind. And from one opponent to another, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out who's going to get left.
I don't know if this happened to you, Crowder, but my tears are actually streaming out in triangles. Now, I don't know what you've done to me, Dada. I don't know what's happened. I'm going to need a moment. I need a piece of Kleenex that's in the shape of a triangle. I don't know what happened to me. No, so here's the here are the dates. Here's the event. Dada 5000 is with us. So this Saturday, this is not for live fans because this has already been taped, but this Saturday, April 17th, stonefaces.tv. And they did it this past weekend, stonefaces.tv. And you can see the slapping that we're talking about and some of the bare knuckle fighting. And then the first event that they're having in front of fans since March of 2020 when they had their last event in front of fans, that's May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds at Tamiami Park in Miami. You can get tickets for that at tickets.completeticketsolutions.com. And again, that is May 15th, and it's a combination of the bare knuckle fighting and the slap fights beforehand. That's going to be a fun night. So Dada 5000, We always enjoy talking to you, Dada. Thank you for making time for us, man.
Hey, listen, and thank you guys for having me. And in closing, got to give a shout-out to BMC Hemp, one of our sponsors. You know, we have plenty more that are coming on board. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, follow BYB Extreme, you know, on social media all across the platform. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Likewise here with The Real Dada 5000 on Instagram, on YouTube, on all social media platforms. And I would never, let me correct myself, I would never ask nobody to follow me. But I will invite you on a journey. You know, this is going to be a wild ride. From the backyard, you know, to the main stage, BYB Extreme, when it comes to bare knuckle fighting, ladies and gentlemen, we make the weekends.
There you go. Dada 5000 doing his thing. Thank you, Dada.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Dada 5000. Yep, that is a tear in the shape of a triangle. Just looking at myself in the mirror.
We were just talking about it. You don't have to get slapped. You're already crying.
I need him to know exactly where I'm coming from. And he gave me the old nickname there, Heartstrings. And that's going to be my fighting nickname, Heartstrings. That's the only way I win. Pull on your heartstrings. I just don't know if I get someone as nice as Dada 5000
to the ring,
draw.
Mark Heartstrings Hawkman.
I'm a blubbering mess walking up there. Oh, he's in his bag tonight. Look at those tears. He is in his bag. That dude ain't going to get whooped tonight. Oh, my That's God. Ridiculous. Dada 5000 is fun, man. All right, let's take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hawkman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got to have more cowbell.
Hawk and Crowder.
Still recovering from my crying during the Dada 5000 interview.
It's, you know, have you ever seen, with Steve Carell, Dinner for Schmucks?
You know, I've never seen the movie. I know what it is, but I've never seen the movie.
He had a thing in there. Whenever somebody attacks you, play dead because nobody wants to hit a dead person. And like it worked twice in the movie. And that's what I think about every time you say it. I was like, oh, this works.
That would be my move. First I cry, then I play dead.
Nobody's just diving on a person laying there limp. You
right.
Won. Leave them
right.
Alone.
Yeah, right. Makes sense. Well, we went long there with Dada 5000. I knew we were going to go long with him because he is compelling to talk to. Man, he is entertaining. 4 o'clock hour. Speaking of entertaining. I mean, we are going to relive one of the greatest moments in this radio show's history. I mean, today is the one-year anniversary of Solana's sad sports update. And it's delightful.
It is.
Even though it was sad, it was delightful. So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Your next code word coming up, your chance to win $1,000. Have to do 15 minutes of heat later on in the show. The texts are raving about Dada 5000. Reading some of them here. Shout out to the triangle. Dada on that triangle, man.
My buddy T just texted me, boy, there's a triangle on the back of the dollar, ain't it?
That is true.
Yes, there is.
Dada dropping knowledge, some of the texter says. God, he is such a good interview and salesman. Thank you for having him on again. Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, he gets it, man. It's fun. Yeah. All right, 4 o'clock hour's coming up. Your next chance to win $1,000. You have a code word at the top of the hour. Today, April 14th, we are getting closer and closer to hurricane season, which starts in June. It will be here before you know it, and I am going to recommend every day, call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Protect your home for this hurricane season and every other upcoming hurricane season, because whether you like it or not, hurricane season comes every year. Use BNT Impact Windows and Doors to install PGT custom windows and doors in your home, just like I did in my home. You have this feeling of security when you've got those PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything, and they look great. And not only is it very secure feeling when a hurricane is approaching, but they just look great. New windows. I mean, it's usually in a house, like the oldest thing. People don't replace their windows. You get those new Impact windows and doors, those new PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house. The house looks better. It's safer and more secure, and it looks better. And your insurance will probably go down as well because of the Impact windows and doors. So call BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, right now. Set up an appointment, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.